This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. If you hear a little bit of buzzing, we are having some minor difficulties or technical difficulties. we don't know why. We're trying to work out the buzzing in our ears. But we appreciate you being here at Radio Law Talk, 855 Law Radio. It's actually, we come in well, Cal. We're perfect coming in. It's just our music has a little bit of a buzz. But, yeah, everything else is wonderful. 855 Law Radio, again, 855-529-7234 if you want to join us. Grateful to be here on hour two of Radio Law Talk on the 15th of January, 2022. Denise, it is just a beautiful, and Cal, isn't it a beautiful day out? It just brings the sunshine in the West Coast. It just brings, I'm weird about this. It enlightens your soul. I'm weird about that. I just think it just, the sunshine feels so good.
Yeah. You know? No, we need it too, just because we've had a lot of dark days.
Yeah. And it's, no pun intended, right?
Right.
We've had some dark days.
Did you know that we're under a tsunami warning on the whole West Coast of the United States?
Really? There's tsunamis coming?
Particularly Samoa.
Yeah. Really? No, it was Tonga.
Tonga's over there by Australia.
Well, it was outside of Tonga, the eruption.
I heard in my head Samoa. Anyway, it was underwater volcano.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Fascinating. And they've been really worried about the Golden Gate Bridge.
It's going to be hitting San Francisco, the Bay Area.
Yeah, the tides are already, you can see them coming up. And I was supposed to be in Pacific Grove. So I would have been right in the midst of it. And for some reason, we just backed out. So
Tonga, you say? Tonga.
Tonga, okay. Which is right by Samoa.
Okay, yeah.
Not too far. Yeah. It's actually right next to Fiji. We are here at Radio Law Talk.
Geography.
Geography. Where are we located? Well, that's okay. We're here in, we're based out of Central California, the middle of California, and so we're not going to get flooded, I don't think. And let's hope everything works out great. Here, you know what? Remember, this is, we're talking about general topics of law. Do not take whatever we say here and use it as gospel truth. Seek local counsel. And you can also go to our disclaimers at RadioLawTalk.com. Read our disclaimers if you can't sleep at night. Do not read our disclaimers, or at least have them read to you while you're driving, because you will fall asleep, okay? Look, we're gonna talk about Robert Durst today. The second hour, we're gonna talk about the Maxwell's latest, what's going on. The Maxwell thing's bizarre. And I wanna touch on, Denise, even though we don't have it on our thing, the Supreme Court ruling recently about, whether or not there's the vaccine mandate to businesses and Biden. And I'm telling you, we pegged it, didn't we?
Yeah,
we did. Nailed it last week. We predicted that Biden would lose and the Supreme Court would tell him you cannot mandate to business. Yeah. It's overreaching.
Yes.
But I think Todd was right. I think it's more of a state issue, right? I mean, I know that he said it's overreaching, but I don't know if they mentioned. I got to double check and read it again. But we pegged it, maybe for the wrong or the right reason. But we did say it is more of a state function, not a federal government function.
Yeah, I think it's because of authority. It was about whether or not the agency had the authority.
Right.
So it was still a limitation on federal.
That's exactly right.
Things.
Yeah, kind of between the read between the lines, right?
Yeah.
We'll just touch on that briefly.
I hope we can talk a little bit about Prince Andrews too.
We're going to. No, we're going to get into that. I got Prince. We're going to talk about Maxwell. We're going to get into Prince Andrew latest issues. We're going to talk about that after Maxwell, because that leads right into it, right?
Perfectly.
And by the way, and I'm not doing a shout out, but this is true. My wife and I kind of got hooked on Netflix on The Crown. Have you seen The Crown? The Crown is a show. It's a series, and everyone's got series they watch on Netflix or
Hulu,
whatever. But and it's about Queen Elizabeth, basically, starting her reign in 1950s and her growing up and how she succeeded the monarchy and what's going on. And how fascinating it is to me how, basically the way they do things is there's your real life and then there's the monarchy, and the monarchy comes first. You know, you have set your life aside to be a monarch, and it's kind of,
and that's your duty. Your duty.
That's right. And Elizabeth is kind of portrayed as the bad person, because she has to make the what's best for the monarchy, not best for her family or individuals.
She's been an amazing queen, actually.
I think she has, too. And, boy, talk about tough decisions with her own son, right? What she's had to do. And we're going to get into that a little bit later after we talk about Maxwell. We're going to talk about the weirdest Los Angeles police officers firing I've ever seen. And we're going to discuss why or what happened there. And we're going to talk about a fight over a billion-dollar estate in Texas. This is crazy, these fights. And you understand a little bit about this with families, and you do family law. I mean, that's outside my realm, but when there's money involved, Denise, fights occur, right?
And people change.
Yeah.
They have different motives, and things that you would not think would happen.
That's exactly right. Well, anyway, but people don't come in for that, right, Denise? What do they come here for?
They come here to see Kyle try to fool us with a scenario or a case.
That's right.
Or no case.
Yay!
Like this one. Like this one. Thanks, you guys. I don't think they come to listen to your brilliance, and let me interject a few thoughts like this one. For 20 years, law school professor Rob Steinbuch of the University of Arkansas Little Rock Bowen Law School has been using guest lecturers to fill in for him on Jewish holidays that he observes for the last 20 years. But this year, the dean of the law school decided enough of that. I said 2022 is the year this is going to end. And why? We don't know. Probably not because of the quality of the guest professors. Last time it was an Arkansas federal judge who covered Professor Steinbuch's classes. Steinbuch said what they're trying to do is unfair, and he thinks it's against the law. So he's thinking it might be time to visit a lawyer to see if he has a religious discrimination case or no case. And Denise Dirks, what do you think?
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
A lot of facts in a short space.
There's not enough facts, because what's his religion's got to do with him having guest professors of law come in and talk to his classes?
He takes Jewish holidays. Of course, all the Anglo holidays, Christmas and stuff, the school's already closed. But he observes Jewish holidays and gets substitutes to come in on days that are outside of the school's normal calendar.
In other words, he has substitute professors that are very well qualified come in and teach his class on days that he observes pursuant to his religion.
Correct.
Oh, that's a really good scenario. That's a really good scenario. The question is one that you would make up, or is it one that you would... That may be true. And you said it's here in 2022. So you use this year directly. And we're only 15 days into it.
Well, maybe it was 2021. I don't know. But it's very recent. Let's put it that way.
I am going to say that it's no case.
Okay.
But it should be. And if there was going to be a religious discrimination case, it would make sense that a professor of law, a Jewish professor of law, would bring such a case. But I'm going to say it's a scenario, but no case.
And, of course, as a smart Jewish professor of law, he would not represent himself. We all know that. So, Mr. Penny, what do you think about
that? That is actually, Denise, the very last second, nailed what I was going to say. I think this is a scenario, Denise, but I don't know that a case came up. And the law school's way too smart to do this. They're not going to kick out this professor or do something to this professor that wants to, you know, follow his religion. But you know what? I'm going to say I agree with Denise. It's a scenario.
Now, obviously, right. That would relieve the tension. So if you stay right there, we will have the answer to this case or no case. Would a law school tell a professor of a non-traditional faith, you can't take those days off? And he says, yes, I can. So we'll talk about that as we continue here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Ed, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A-plus BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. HealthWarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now. Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. That's 800-734-1229.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio Law Talk. This is the best show ever.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, we got a professor in Arkansas that is a law professor in the law school in Arkansas, supposedly said, "That's it, professor, we're not going to let you take your Jewish holidays anymore. You already have your holidays set during Christmas and the other, I'm going to say, Christian-type holidays that are allowed in the United States." And this professor, what he decided to do was bring in top-notch professors or individuals to teach his class during the time that he wanted to take time off for his Jewish holidays. And he said, doggone it, this is not right. This is not right. I'm going to seek counsel.
Well.
And so Denise and I both said, it's a scenario, but not a case, Cal.
Well, here's what's interesting. Excuse me. I was doing okay there. Okay, here's what's interesting. A three-person faculty committee on the school said the dean's new edict violates the school's own rules and violates the law. The Anti-Defamation League said that such conduct amounted to clear religious discrimination. The committee okayed the substitutes, the use of them by Professor Steinbuch, and, as you both pointed out,
yes.
No case yet.
Ha-ha, it was a scenario, but not a case.
But local speculation is that the school may have to open up its wallet if the old dean doesn't back off.
So the dean tried to do it, but the board of the law school said, no, we're not going to do
that. So what are you thinking, dude? Come on, right? Like that.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that
works. Let's see if the dean keeps his job.
Well, that's the real question, isn't it? Now, next hour, I'm going to take you to one of America's favorite television shows of all time, MASH.
Oh,
on case
MASH.
Or no case. That's next hour.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what do they call MASH? The Korean War that never ended?
Yes, exactly.
And, boy, what a great, great show. I am sorry, but I have watched, I think, almost every episode of that show. And as weird as this sounds, when I think of MASH and I watch MASH, it's like kind of euphoric for me. Really, it just brings back memories of me. You know, that we used to watch that show. And
families watched it.
Yeah. You just sit down as a family. Yeah. And the best part was that last, remember the last one, the last episode? It was it the largest at the time, largest audience ever?
Ever, yeah. Yes, ever. Yeah.
And you know what's interesting is they still have the, you can go and to the MASH, is it down in Thousand Oaks? It's down in L.A. somewhere where they have the actual, the MASH.
The set, right?
Yeah. It's not really there, but it's kind of there. There's a few things laying around that are the original MASH things that, you can go check out. But
Gary Berghoff, the guy who played Radar O'Reilly, lived up there in Paradise, the community that got burned down by the campfire.
Oh, I didn't know.
He lived up in there, I think. I don't know if he lived there at the time still, but he had a long-term residence there, so.
Yeah, it's the same thing that Andy Griffith shows still. You can go to the lake that's right there. It's still there, the little lake, and some of that's still there also. Some of the, set for the Andy Griffith show. But that's fun, Southern California LA trivia. But, wow, that'll be fun, Cal. That'll be an interesting one, okay?
Yeah. All right.
So let's talk about Robert Durst. The whole time we've always talked, and then you got time, Cal, because I'm going to talk for a second, to find that, that reel that we did of Robert Durst. He came from a very wealthy family. The Durst family are big, real estate, tycoons. The dad, was a real estate tycoon. The family, generally speaking, to my knowledge, are just a very upstanding people, right? And well respected. And Robert Durst just went off the deep end. In fact, one of the brothers said, look, I was scared of him, or something to that effect, was worried about him that maybe he would even go after him, you know? So, I think I remember that. Don't quote me on that, though. The thing is that Robert Durst decides to go ahead and do an interview about, first of all, his wife mysteriously dies. Another individual that he got in a tussle with dies. He killed him and chopped him up and put him in the ocean.
And he admitted to it, and he was acquitted.
Yeah, and he's acquitted for self-defense. And then a very good friend of his, a girlfriend of his, was all of a sudden missing or was killed, and he disappeared. And they found him dressed up as an old mute woman, right? And so he was being tried and convicted, and he was tried and convicted of the murder of that individual. I'm trying to think of her name. Denise, you remember her name?
I can't remember
her name. Her name is Susan Berman.
Yes.
And so then he was found guilty of that, and now they're in the process of trying to convict him for the murder of his wife
his
first wife, way back when. And then, in all honesty, so he's been, it's amazing, he's so sick. But this is what he was saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let me get to. So this is him talking. Okay, so he goes to. Put it on pause for a second, Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on pause.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's on an HBO show, and they're interviewing him about this, and he's mic'd up, and they don't turn his mic off. I don't know, intentionally or unintentionally, and he's taking a break and going to the bathroom. And it's great because you hear a little, you know, he's going, I'm going to say the word number two, and you hear all types of things, and he says the weirdest things to himself, you know, and doesn't mean he's guilty, they found him guilty, but he's saying stuff like, you know, what the blank did I do? Killed them all, of course. You know,
killed them all, of course.
Yeah. He's sitting on the bathroom talking. And so this, so he finally, he's extremely sick. You see him in the trial. It's like he's barely a shell of a man, and he just died at age 78. And they were in the process of trying him for the murder of his wife, which, by the way, this is going to save taxpayers, what, Cal? $5 million?
Millions of dollars.
So I'm not saying that they shouldn't do this, and I'm agreed that the state or government should pursue an action against this type of thing, but when he's 78 and he gets like a life sentence on his first one, do you spend the money, millions of dollars, Cal, to go against the
I don't know why they would. I mean, I've already got him in prison. If something happens that he might get out of prison, then I would say, okay, fire up the case then.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back. We're going to talk a little bit about Maxwell when we come back.
This is Radio Law Talk, and we thank you for turning us on, whether it's on your local radio stations or on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that...
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Biden White House is accusing Russia of plotting what it calls a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. Here's Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We have information that indicates Russia has already prepositioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. The operatives are trained in urban warfare and in using explosives.
Psaki then cited U.S. intelligence that Russia already has undercover operatives in Ukraine, and she warned about harsh economic consequences if Russia was to send troops into that nation.
A private funeral was held yesterday for comedian Bob Saget at the Mount Sinai Memorial Park Cemetery in Los Angeles, with many of his Full House co-stars there, including John Stamos. Saget was found dead in his Florida hotel room last Sunday at 65. And this is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. That's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So as we know, Miss Maxwell, who was the, quote, madam of Epstein, we're going to call it that, you know, trying to figure out better terms, has been found guilty in New York of basically, what was the exact term? I want to use it, but she was basically
sex trafficking
young ladies. And her sentencing is coming up June 28th. There are some issues. Go back to Radio Law Talk. You can look at listen to our podcasts. You just search Maxwell, and it'll take you to our shows and our podcasts on our website, RadioLawTalk.com, and you can hear us talk about this latest juror that has come out and opened up that he might not have revealed some stuff he's supposed to reveal, and there may be an issue of a new trial due to the fact that there is juror misconduct here about this juror who didn't – we don't know, but they're looking into whether or not he didn't disclose he had prior – been sexually abused, he claimed, and the worst quote I heard was, you know, we did this to her for all victims of sexual abuse.
Yeah, this is a verdict for all victims.
Yeah, no, this is an individual thing. You don't listen.
No, this. Yeah, this.
No,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
What I'm telling you. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
No, you're supposed to look at this case by itself.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to matter if he disclosed whether it was sexually abused or not. I think the things that he said in the juror room, and to him introducing alleged evidence that was not presented to the jury, that he presented to the jury, I think that's enough of misconduct. And I think we've all agreed that this is going to be set aside, that she's going to get a new trial.
Right. I think you're right. So anyway, the latest is the issue is, what is she, Ms. Maxwell, going to do? There is a civil suit against her also. Allegedly was abused. And this individual, the question is Maxwell going to fight? There was some evidence, Doe defendants in the past that were individuals that have not been revealed, And they're going to probably reveal these coming up in this upcoming case. Is she going to fight to keep those individuals' names quiet? And the answer is what?
No.
No.
The answer is no.
She's not going to fight it, so we will be finding out who some of these men and or women that may have been involved in some, I'm going to say, interesting actions or situations.
Yeah, initially this person, I think her name's Virginia Giff.
Yeah.
Or something like that, Goofway. I don't know how to
say her name. She's in Australia.
She's in Australia now. She's a U.S. citizen. Initially, she sued Maxwell. She also sued Epstein.
Right. $500,000.
There were settlements that were made with Epstein, and there were also settlements made with Maxwell. And this was a long time ago. This was many, many, many years ago. So when she settled, though, she never got the names of the Does, the John Does that were also sued in the same case. So those Does were never revealed. And how, why did she sue them, the Does? Because she didn't know their names. She's claiming that they were part of the abuse she suffered at the hands of Epstein or Maxwell, that they would know it, so it would come out in the suit, and then they'd be able to name these additional defendants. But they were settled. So now Goofrey has sued Prince Andrew, and she's trying to get to those John Doe names. And we're not talking like minor amount of John Does. I think one's named John Doe 17 and one's named John Doe 151.
Wow.
So there are a lot of John Does that have yet, their names have been sealed and they have yet to be named.
And she's not going to fight those names coming out.
Yeah, Maxwell is not.
Maybe that's her, like her little black book, if you know what I mean.
It could be. It could also be a strategy, because now if she's going to get it, she kept them sealed and fought, keep those names sealed while her criminal trial was pending. Now, if she gets a new trial, maybe she's going to have a new trial strategy, and she's going to have these John Does come in and testify on behalf of the defense. And that's
right.
A possibility.
So they're not prosecuted.
So they're right? Not prosecuted, and they're witnesses that were there at the time that could maybe
cooperate and say nothing would happen.
Yeah, that may not corroborate the victim's testimony.
Right, right. That might. That's great. You know, I didn't think of that analysis, Denise. That's brilliant. That might be what's happening here. That's excellent. So with that, we step right into Prince Andrew. So. As I said during the break, before we broke, I watched The Crown, and I'm watching the Queen Elizabeth thing, and Queen Elizabeth has to make some tough decisions. As a monarch, she, you know, the way it is set up in England, you basically do what's best for the country and the monarchy before you do something what's best for you or your personal family, right? And it's funny in that show, it kind of shows that, the Crown that I'm watching on Netflix, that she has to make some tough decisions. Even when she was young, in 1950s, she was put in when her father passed away from some cancer, and she was in her 20s, and she became the queen and was making decisions, and I think she's been a good queen and had to make some tough decisions, and the toughest decision she's making now is Prince Andrew. What happened to Prince Andrew? She pulled what, Denise?
She pulled out many of his titles. Not all of them, but many. His military titles. Which is huge, because all of the royals have military titles, at least all of the male royals have military titles, and they pride themselves in the fact they take after Prince Philip's, who was very prominent in the military, and I believe he was like in an Air Force.
Yes, he was a pilot.
Yeah, he was a pilot, and so it goes to the very core of their values, in fact, is to serve their country. And one of the things that Queen Elizabeth has done so well is she's had the monarchy move in time and modernize, and the monarchy is beloved, you know, all over the world, but mainly in the UK. I mean, people love the monarchy, and Queen Elizabeth has always kept the monarchy first and foremost in the thought of what she has to do, and she has to make really tough decisions sometimes. Whether it's with prime ministers or whether it's with her family members, to keep the monarchy's face clean and you know, the public engaged and still loving the monarchy. And now Prince Andrew has been sued by this Virginia Giuffre. And Prince Andrew went on to some kind of an interview, and it was published all over. Everybody saw it, and he did so poorly. I mean, he basically said he just hung out with Epstein and didn't ever deny that he knew Epstein was a sexual predator, and said maybe it was a bad decision. And he made this statement, which may come back to haunt him. He said, "What this person has accused me of could never have happened because I don't sweat. I'm not a sweater." She had accused him of sweating profusely. And he said, "I have a medical condition, or at least I did back then, had a medical condition whereby I could not sweat." And it just came across flat, and nobody believed him, and it went really bad. So at that point, he was relieved of all of his royal duties. The Queen said, "That's it. You know, you didn't clean up the mess that you made, and now you're not going to serve royally anymore," which is important, because if a royal is not doing their duties, they don't get paid.
Yeah, I'm going to say something then, Cal, really quick.
Yeah, really quickly, and that is that members of the military reached out to the Queen and said, "This guy's an embarrassment to us. Please pull his titles, please."
Got it.
And so she listened to that constituency, which I think is commendable.
Well, don't forget, the interesting thing here is, and I'm still going to say this, Cal, and you say commendable, but innocent until proven guilty.
I get that.
I am such a proponent of that with the social media and everything that goes around. And, yes, it doesn't look good for him, pictures with her. But here's the situation that Denise has brought up. At the time, this plaintiff or the accuser was 17. And in New York and in England, age of 17 is consent. Cal. But, Denise, that's why they brought, you said what? How did
that's
they bring
That's why
you?
She has brought the lawsuit against him, saying he forced her.
Three times.
To have sex. And
we don't have can we use the S word on live
on
radio?
Yeah. We can.
I think we just did.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
And so it becomes from being consensual sex to being a sexual assault.
Yeah.
And so that's what she's basically alleging against Prince Andrew.
And we're going to go into this just a touch more when we come back, but there's some interesting things about what he argues why this case can't go forward. And I say to myself, you know, maybe it's, you know, there's a lot of notes, people saying pay $5 million, she'll go away. Does he try to settle this case? And that I'm not quite sure, but we're going to discuss that when we come back.
It is a civil suit that can be settled.
Yeah.
But so if it's not a criminal matter, I mean, obviously that can be settled by negotiation also. Everything
exactly
can.
Right.
And maybe he's positioning himself, because I don't know if you heard, but he got to sell his chalet in Switzerland.
We'll be back after this.
So, he's got money.
Money there. We'll be right back. Hold on.
There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here, right after this. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio Law Talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented
hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time to get back to Radio Law Talk. Here are Denise Dirks and Fred Penny.
855-529-7234. That is our phone number, 855-LAW-RADIO, or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We were talking about Maxwell, you finished up in Prince Andrew case. The issue here is what is going on with a number of civil lawsuits that are now coming down against Prince Andrew, especially from, I always say it wrong, Miss Giffrey, that claims that she was forced to have sex with him on three different times in 2001 at a number of different places. So the question is, is Andrew going to be deposed? I think he's going to claim plead the fifth. And the question is, are they going to even be able to go after him because he's not a citizen of the United States? He's, obviously that's one issue. But right now, the only thing that Andrew is dealing with is a civil action, right, Denise?
That's correct. And she has sued him basically for battery and for, sexual misconduct. But her allegations are specific that Maxwell and Epstein forced her into having sex with him. So I don't know. What happened is Prince Andrew brought a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. And a motion to dismiss the lawsuit is basically for failure to state a claim or a cause of action. And the judge had heard some extraneous testimony from Prince Andrew that he was protected by a previous settlement between Giffrey and Epstein, whereby that settlement was supposed to inure to the benefit of successors and other third persons. And it was Prince Andrew's position that he... said, I deny the motion to dismiss the suit, because in a motion to dismiss a suit, we only look at the allegations in the complaint. And there was nothing in that complaint that raised the settlement between Epstein and the plaintiff. And so he goes, I can't consider the extraneous testimony of Prince Andrew at this stage. It's not like he can't bring it later, but right now I'm not dismissing this case. So the request for dismissal was denied, and I think that's what prompted Queen Elizabeth to take some pretty serious action against her own son.
Yeah, and what people don't understand is that's like, oh, well, then they won against Prince Andrew so far. That is the standard for them to win, that is Miss Giffrey's lawyers, is so low. In other words, the judge basically has to take what the plaintiffs have alleged. When you have a motion to dismiss, or in California they call it a demur, it's basically the court has to just say, I can't argue what they are making in their complaint. You have to assume it's true, even though, now it doesn't mean they can't throw it out in what's called a motion for summary judgment later. There's other options down the line after discovery occurs and things occur to throw the case out. But this is not a massive victory like everybody's playing it out. It's not for the plaintiffs.
And it's really important to note that since the settlement was not mentioned in the complaint, the judge never had to get to that settlement. He didn't have to make a decision of whether or not that settlement protected Prince Andrew or not. And that's still perhaps going to be a valid defense. And this is the other reason why I think the John Doe's now become critical from that previous case. Because if Prince Andrew, if she has made these allegations against all these different John Does, and he gets these John Does in, and they don't corroborate what she claims even against them, or against it gives them more of a village type of defense, if you get what I'm saying. So
yeah, other people saying it wasn't true, right?
Right. It's going to be one person against many.
Because what you're arguing in these cases are that she was forced, not that she was a minor, because at 17 in Europe and or in New York, it's legal. Where other states, it's, you have to be.
They 18. Have the capacity to consent.
Yes, yeah, consent, and in eight yes. other countries. I mean,
other states,
it's 18, right?
Right, in other countries, it's 15.
Right, that's
you know,
bizarre.
And so yeah, it's very bizarre. I mean, not, it's, and then you have to remember the whole thing comes about and why all this stuff is coming up from so long ago in the early 2000s, and even the end of the 90s is because New York opened the door by giving a one-year reprieve for all people who were minor children at the time they were abused to be able to bring lawsuits.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about that is we got another one here. We've got one now in California.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second. But so Andrew sold his $17 million Swiss chalet. So the question is, again, Denise, this is a civil case. Does he go in there, or his lawyers go in there and say, look, let's settle this out, sign another non-disclosure agreement, which was signed in the Epstein case, that basically said you can't talk about or go against anyone else, and they listed a general amount of people, not just Epstein, but other of anyone involved, quote, involved, and that's where they lost that motion. But, yeah, this has not just happened here. There's another one in California you're going to talk about, Denise. What's going on
there?
Well,
that's so interesting, because the one in California, it resurrects causes of action that were deemed to be dismissed. There's a lot of cases having to do with boyhood trauma when somebody's been molested by a priest in California. And this one particular person had sued the Roman Catholic Church 2 years ago. But before it came to fruition on a trial, would believe me, trials have been delayed in California pretty substantially. He died. And so that suit went away because it no longer is it a personal suit because that person has died. So there's a new law in California that says the estate can file for damages. And that
who died? The plaintiff
who sued
plaintiff
the priest.
Died. Oh, died.
And,
yes, oh.
And the Roman Catholic Church. So now the state legislature has created a new law that says the estates can go through now and file damages in the same type of a suit as if the person that was the victim had actually was suffering and were still alive. And that's really unique.
That's huge. That's huge. So the family, basically, right? Basically, the family.
The estate, which would be the family would have.
Parents or a child.
Or creditors.
Or even a child.
Yeah.
You know, a child can sue on behalf of a... Of someone, wow,
whoever is a, in charge of the estate.
That's going to be interesting how that's going to change for these abuse cases, right? It's just the thing is what's interesting. You have to. It's almost like you have to be a full-time, you know, lawyer just to know what's the latest and what you can and can't do, right? And all this is going to be coming down in the future to see how and what's going to happen in these cases. But let's, you know, I want to get into this. I'm hesitating because I really want to get deep into some other issues that are coming before us. And one is a fight over a $1 billion estate of a former Texas governor. And the L.A. Los Angeles Police Department. Cal, how much time we got?
You got a couple of minutes.
Okay. The Los Angeles Police Department two officers were fired for the most interesting thing. And not just interesting, but Pokemon Go? What? Pokemon Go. So they were called, these two former Los Angeles police officers were called to respond to a nearby robbery. And they didn't go right away because they were busy playing Pokemon Go. And that was found out about it.
Was anybody injured?
Yeah, that's happening. In 2017, this incident occurred. They're using their police car's digital, you know, in-car video system that the public safety officers are using. And so the issue is whether or not playing Pokemon Go would get them fired, and it actually did. They ignored this call, supposedly, requesting backup. It wasn't like they were the only ones on this robbery, but they're just asking them to come back up. And it was at a Macy's, they spent apparently, the individuals, you know, driving around, and these guys are a little bit busy at this time. These officers playing Pokemon Go, and they got fired, and it's being upheld that their firing is gonna. I guess the words are gonna stay, right, Cal?
But here's what interests me. Mm-hmm. They said, "Well, let's challenge our firing." I mean, they were on video inside their car saying, "Oh, screw it, we're not gonna go." Literally saying, "Screw it, we're not gonna go."
Right.
Fascinating.
But it's for Pokemon Go, though, Cal.
I didn't think
of
that.
I mean, that's isn't that legitimate?
Got to get my priorities straight.
Yeah,
sorry.
We'll be back. We'll talk about some more stuff. Hour number three is coming up. Hang on.
6 minutes after the hour is when Radio Law Talk will resume, whether on your favorite local radio station, which we hope, or on RadioLawTalk.com. Hit the Listen Live button. We'll be right back. Hold on.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.